Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So I have Caroline Goyder back on the show for a very special mini episode. And this is for you if you found yourself in a situation where you're about to go on stage, maybe you're about to give a presentation, maybe you're about to have a tough conversation. Who better than to have voice coach and author Caroline with me? We're your pals in your ears. We're going to make it all right, aren't we, Caroline?
We are indeed. You've got this.
Okay, so maybe you're nervous, maybe you've got stage fright, maybe you're worried about how people or someone is going to react to what you're going to say. So Caroline, with your expertise, what can you say? What are the three things that we, three or four or five, have many, we have no limits, that you can say right now to help somebody just find that place to go out and give it their best?
So first thing is body. So simple. If you're standing, just feel your feet on the floor. Relax your right foot into the floor. Feel the toes, feel the arch, feel the heel. And then left foot, relax the toes, relax the arch, relax the heel. And really just let your feet relax like they're in soft sand or on a lovely, you know, grassy lawn in the summer. And then if you're sitting, you can also add bum on chair. So just feel your seat bones really grounding into the chair. And standing or sitting, something that really helps is a dragon's tail, which sounds completely mad, I know. But if you just imagine that you have a really heavy dragon's tail that's going down all the way down to the floor, very Game of Thrones, and all the way around the room, what that does is it lengthens the back of your body. It takes you into your back. And that's where we are when we're relaxed, because when we're nervous, we go into our front, our eyes. So put that dragon's tail on. And then just get your ears over your shoulders, which is anti-text neck. And that makes your breathing, your body feel more confident, more relaxed. Let your shoulders hang. And just take a moment to notice, I can feel the air on my face. I can feel the clothes on my skin. And see something around you that you haven't noticed before. Because that all just brings you into your senses and out of your brain. So now you're present. Then the next thing I would do is get you to put a hand on your tummy. You can do this very subtly if you're on a train or something. No one need to know. And just notice that you're breathing. So notice that you're breathing out, if you're breathing out. Feel the tummy move back to the spine. And then notice that you're breathing in. And imagine a wave on a beach. The wave is going in and out in its own time. So just observe that, the wave going out. And then a wave coming in. And you can do that for a couple of minutes. And it's just slowing your system down. So that's body and breath. If you are alone, definitely not one for the tube or the train. At that point, probably I would sing. And my singing voice is not such that I want to share it with listeners now, but just put some music on or sing, you know, you could sing Happy Birthday, but something that is just joyous and silly and free will warm up your voice and make you feel more confident. And then the final thing, if I'm really nervous, which I am about something I have to do on Wednesday, I will visualize on a movie screen in my mind what it will look like when it works. So take a moment just to close your eyes. and put up a movie screen in your mind and see you in your presentation, in your meeting, whatever it is making you nervous, and just visualize what success will look like when it works. See what you look like, feel what you're feeling, hear your voice, and just turn up the colors, turn up the sounds, turn up the feelings until it's really lovely to watch. And then you can always just wrap it around you like a big coat, or really step into it to make it seem like in the moment now. And you can go back to that movie whenever you feel nervous to just give you a little bit more confidence. And the final tool was a tool I was taught by the actor Bill Nighy. And he said, when I'm nervous, he's so cool, when I'm nervous, I just think, how can I help? Because when we're anxious, we're worried about how we're showing up. But when we think, how can I help this audience? We go into service, we go into compassion, and that's where we all do our best. So just walk out into that room, walk out on stage and just think, how can I help these people? And then let it go and you'll rock.
There you go. Thank you, Caroline, and best of luck in whatever it is that you are doing.
Thank you very much.